A jury has
convinced, and DNA evidence caught up to you. Your attempts at concealment caught up to you.
A jury has convicted Joshua Johnson of first-degree murder in the death of his teenage coworker at a Walgreens in Colorado Springs. It took jurors just over an hour to find him guilty of killing 17-year-old Riley Whitelaw, stabbing her multiple times. According to investigators, Whitelaw asked for a different schedule in the weeks before her death because Johnson made her uncomfortable. Fourth Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen spoke after the verdict was announced.
Riley's light continues to burn bright, and her loved ones, friends, and Riley's mom have dedicated themselves to guarding that flame. Riley is not forgotten.
Johnson had no reaction upon hearing the verdict and the sentencing, which is life in prison without the possibility of parole. The Whitelaw family was very emotional after the verdict, saying this is a huge void in their hearts, but justice has been served. A Pueblo police officer is recovering today after being shot during a standoff in the city's south side yesterday. It happened at a home on Surfwood Lane, right across the street from Roncalli STEM Academy. Police Sergeant Frank Ortega says that two officers were responding to a domestic violence call around 9 o'clock yesterday morning. When they arrived, they got a woman out of the house, but as they turned to make contact with the suspect, the man pulled out a gun.
So he fired on officers, we surrounded the residents, we evacuated the neighbors, we kept asking him to come out, he didn't come out, so then we, you know, got our SWAT team activated.
The officer who was hit is expected to be okay. Backup teams arrived and were eventually able to get the man to surrender. His name has not been released, but police say that he'll be facing charges for that shootout in addition to domestic violence incident. Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobilati is supporting an effort to pass a bill in Congress that would promote investment in affordable housing. Mobilati joined more than 180 other government leaders from around the U.S. last month in signing a letter supporting the Affordable Housing Credit Improvement Act. The proposed law would provide additional incentives to developers to build affordable housing. Several other Colorado leaders, including Mayor Mike Johnson of Denver and Mayor Mike Kaufman of Aurora, are signing that letter. The Colorado Union representing striking workers at Kaiser Permanente say no progress has been made on a new deal yesterday. About 3,000 healthcare workers in Colorado walked off the job yesterday as part of the three-day strike. Emily Barrera, a medical assistant in Colorado Springs.
We're out here because we are tired of Kaiser executives just not listening to us. We know that this three-day strike will at least get the attention of some people, hopefully the right people, and get us the staffing crisis under control.
Kaiser Permanente Colorado issued a statement yesterday saying the two sides agreed on some issues during negotiations on Tuesday and seem hopeful that a new agreement would be reached soon.
Another fall-like day as you step out the door. Temperatures just a few degrees below average, so we have warmed a bit. 68, the anticipated high in the spring, 73 in Pueblo. We stay dry, no real surprises. We do get cold tonight. We're talking mid-upper 30s, maybe some low 40s across Pueblo County. By Friday, even cooler air reinforces. 59, the anticipated high in the spring, 64. In Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.